12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 75. Tonight, clear with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Frontier Community College has announced its academic honor recipients for the spring 2020 semester. Despite the pandemic and need to adapt to unusual classroom circumstances, FCC says many students were still able to excel in their academic pursuits. Honors are based upon a high student GPA, with the dean's list requiring a 3.5 to 3.74 GPA, the president's list a 3.75 to 3.89 GPA, and the CEO chancellor's list a GPA of 3.9 or above. 18 students made the dean's list, 20 made the president's list, and 71 made the CEO chancellor's list. A full breakdown of honor recipients may be found on our headlines page. More news next.
Climb to new heights with the one-year Electrical Distribution Systems program only at Frontier Community College. If you like working outdoors or are interested in becoming an electrical lineman, this is the program for you. Our instructor, Jerry Kinney, will teach students the basic skills required to be an electrical lineman, including safety, pole climbing, equipment operation, transformer theory and operation, hurt man rescue, and much more. Electrical lineman is a great career with excellent benefits. Call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to speak to an advisor today.
In other news, two people were sentenced to prison yesterday in Wayne County Circuit Court by Judge Michael Molt. 41-year-old Carmi resident Andy L. Grove was sentenced to 9 years in prison plus 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR. He pleaded guilty to a count of criminal sexual assault in March, a Class 1 felony. Two separate cases against Grove were dismissed per his plea, and he was credited with 113 days served in jail. He was also ordered to pay $540 in fines and court costs. 34-year-old Pena resident Nathan M. Emerson was sentenced to 5 years in prison and 2 years MSR. He pleaded guilty in February to a count of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, a Class 2 felony. A separate count against him was dismissed per his plea, and Emerson was credited with 24 days served in jail. He was also ordered to pay $2,064 in fines and court costs. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently burglarized a residence belonging to Daryl and Mary Hargrave. Checkbooks, a double-barrel shotgun, and a slide projector were reported missing. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. According to a post on the Wayne City Kistner Public Library Facebook page, the library will open again on Tuesday. It said it could open this week, but with the rise in coronavirus cases in southern Illinois in recent weeks, it wants to take precautions to better prevent the spread of the virus. More information on the summer reading program will be posted on its group page throughout the week. As a tropical storm bears down on eastern Canada, DTN Chief Ag Meteorologist Bryce Anderson shares how the system has impacted weather in the Midwest.
The takeaway for me is that when these tropical systems form and really get going, like we've seen with this particular system, because a tropical storm is a very well-defined storm system, when that happens, these storms tend to kind of serve as magnets for available moisture in the large bodies of water in the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico. They tend to tie up that moisture, and as a result, there's very little that moves farther inland, you know, into the Midwest and into the plains. So we have drier weather, and that's combined with these mild temperatures to mean a real favorable stretch here for crops, especially after the rain that we've had during the past couple weeks in quite a large area of the Midwest.
Anderson spoke on the RFD radio network yesterday. The Wayne County Health Department announced one additional positive case of COVID-19 yesterday, bringing the county's total to 52. The new case is a male in his 30s. One person with the virus was hospitalized as of yesterday. 16 were isolating at home, and 34 had recovered. One person with the virus passed away. Edwards County announced 2 new cases yesterday, bringing its total to 19. One person was hospitalized. Hamilton County announced 3 new cases yesterday afternoon, 2 females in their teens and 1 female in her 30s. The cases brought Hamilton County's total to 29. 16 people were isolating at home, 12 had recovered, and 1 person with the virus had passed away. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,471 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 19 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 184,712 cases and 7,545 deaths. Marion, Jefferson, Clay, Richland, and Lawrence counties each reported new cases yesterday. Wabash and White counties did not. Governor J.B. Pritzker met with local officials in Jackson County yesterday with a warning for Southern Illinois. He said the coronavirus situation in the area is worse than it is in Chicago, and if changes don't occur, some businesses will close and an increasing percentage of people will get sick. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for July 28th through August 3rd was 3.9%. In the southern region of the state, the latest positivity rate was 7.3% on August 1st. The Metro East's positivity rate was 7.2%, the 2 highest in the state. Should that rate hit 8% for 3 straight days, additional restrictions could be put back into place for the regions, including limiting gatherings and indoor dining and temporarily shutting down businesses experiencing outbreaks. Several state agencies are reportedly investigating a break-in and theft at the Ataraxia Cultivation Plant off Route 130 in Albion. The Illinois State Police Division of Criminal Investigation says cannabis plants were taken after a suspect entered through an exterior door during the early morning hours on Sunday. The case is open, with investigations being conducted by the Illinois Department of Agriculture, Southern Illinois Drug Task Force, ISP Crime Scene Services, and ISP DCI Zone 8. Anyone with information regarding the case should contact DCI Zone 8 at 382-4606, extension 235. Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says he has heard from several local people that they received unsolicited seeds at their homes as early as May and June. Last week, he said a package was brought to the White County Farm Bureau, and he notified the Illinois Department of Agriculture. He says anyone else that receives unsolicited seeds should contact the Farm Bureau Office, USDA, or the IDOA. Appearing on Morning Coffee last week, Anderson said seeds around the globe are closely monitored.
Well, we originally were concerned that it could be an act of bioterrorism in a way. You know, because, you know, the regulation of seeds, plants, animals, food, and all that is tightly regulated around the world. I mean, I was on vacation last summer. My family, we went down to Belize, and I had purchased grapes in an airport, restaurant, kiosk, food vendor place, and was taking grapes with me, and they were confiscated. You know, you couldn't take grapes because of the seeds inside the grapes.
Anderson says the biggest concern with the seeds is they could be invasive weed species or could be poisonous to animals, so residents should be on alert for unsolicited seeds. The IDOA first began serious investigations into the matter last month, and it said it was still trying to gather more information. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare has expanded its behavioral health counseling services with the addition of behavioral health counselor Michaela Harrison. Harrison is from McLeansboro, graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in Psychology from SIU Edwardsville, and graduated with a Master's of Professional Counseling from Lindenwood University. She recently achieved her board certification as a licensed clinical practice counselor, and she comes to Horizon after working as an outpatient therapist in Effingham and Mount Vernon. FMH CEO Dr. Catherine Bunting Williams says Harrison comes to FMH with a caring demeanor and a tremendous desire to help those in need, and the hospital is proud to expand its services with her work. Harrison says she will offer services to those 12 and older, and her primary focus is to make sure clients have the skills needed to live a healthy and successful life. The Behavioral Health Therapy Program provides counseling services to individuals, couples, and families in both the Fairfield and Carmi clinics. People dealing with anxiety, depression, family conflict, medical illness, and behavioral difficulties, as well as a more severe mental health diagnosis, could benefit from the program. Anyone looking to schedule an appointment with any FMH Horizon Healthcare provider should call 842-4617. Illinois crops are about on pace with the five-year average, according to the latest statewide weekly crop report. Crop statistician Mark Schleusener says over 95% of corn is silking.
The Illinois corn crop is now silking on 96% of acres compared to 75% last year and 92% normally. 43% of acres have reached the dough stage compared to 47% normally.
Schleusener says soybeans are a bit behind average in blooming, but they are ahead of last year.
Soybeans are blooming on 78% of acres compared to 66% 1 year ago and 84% for the five-year average. 52% of acres are setting pods compared to 55% normally.
76% of both corn and soybeans were rated in good to excellent condition. The second cutting of alfalfa is 90% complete, and average statewide topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 9% short, 68% adequate, and 22% surplus. Governor Pritzker has launched a new mask awareness campaign to help reduce the spread of COVID-19. Kim Howard has more.
The $5 million It Only Works If You Wear It campaign aims to remind people about the importance of covering your nose and mouth. State Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says a mask is like any other safety measure. You have to actually use it.
When you play football or ride your bike and you put on your helmet, you reduce the risk of injuring your head and causing severe brain damage. And of course, when you're on the water, you use a life jacket so you don't drown. The mask is just the same thing. It keeps us safe, but it only works if we wear it.
Illinois has had a mask mandate since May, but no statewide fine structure. Officials say local law enforcement should remind those not wearing a mask of the requirement. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Illinois State University says it will rename floors in a residence hall that were named for U.S. Secretaries of State who had slaves. They include Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. Watterson Towers at the university consists of 10 houses, named after the first 10 Secretaries of State, and the university says 8 of the 10 took part in slavery. ISU diversity official Doris Houston says it can be traumatic for students to live in a dorm with the names of people who represent, quote, centuries of oppression and systemic injustice. In a similar move, the city of Chicago has removed its last remaining statue of Christopher Columbus, which had stood on display for nearly 130 years. The statue drew criticism from those who say the explorer doesn't deserve veneration because of how he treated indigenous peoples. It was taken down last week from its spot overlooking the city's south side. Two other statues were taken down the week prior. The office of Mayor Lori Lightfoot temporarily halted the statue removal after demonstrators calling for the action clashed with police. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like whole chicken, just $1.79 a pound, or get smoking deals on 80% ground beef for just $2.99 a pound, and get sizzling deals on 8-piece chicken cut-ups for just $1.79. Don't forget their deli has potato salad. It's only $2.99. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall. Currently in Fairfield, it's 72. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 27,124, up 295 points. The NASDAQ is at 10,976, up 35. September crude oil is at $42.56. That is up 86 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nail's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 77-year-old Fairfield resident Mary L. Sandy Crawford died on Friday. She had been a registered nurse. Sandy Crawford is survived by two sons, daughter Gina Lamond of Fairfield, nine grandchildren, six great-grandchildren, sister Marge Draper of Wayne City, and several nieces and nephews. Services for Sandy Crawford will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made for a nursing scholarship in her name, and they will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 68-year-old Carmi resident David F. Owen died on May 6th. Services for David Owen will be held at noon on Saturday at Cook Funeral Chapel in Carmi. Visitation will be from 10 to service time, and burial will be in Burnt Prairie Cemetery. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Welcome to Asbury & Associates. I'm proud to be a new member of their medical team and to help continue the legacy of excellent, outstanding care they provided for women of the area.
Dr. Daniel Moore just arrived from West Virginia to join the medical team at Asbury & Associates. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Moore looks forward to helping women of all ages with their OBGYN needs.
I look forward to seeing you at Asbury & Associates, where we take care of women through all stages of life.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partly sunny skies. We'll have a high today around 75. It'll be clear tonight. We're expecting a low around 52. And then mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 78. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunny on Friday with a high of 82 and low of 62. Partly sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 85 with a low of 70. And then partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 90 with a low of 72.